Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
And I tell you what, people need cash these days because the cost of living, it's going up and up.
Whoa, we were just talking about petrol prices before and like, is this government thing still in effect?
Yeah.
Are they still paying for...
I don't think so. Supposedly just September. But I tell you what, it's very exy. Mm. Even yesterday, you and I were saying we saw Jackie Felgate stories where someone paid $6 for a capsicum.
Jeez, capsicums are good, but for $6, I don't think so.
You might be having that. Sorry, kids.
That's, an avocado's $1.80 at the moment. I mean, that's the limit.
What's going on? And so for one mum, she's got three kids. Mm. She has decided that she's got to be a bit more savvy with costs.
Oh, jeez.
And
scaring me.
Put a stop to unnecessary expenses.
Well, that's, you know, there's definitely things, if you go through your life, you're like, well, I don't need that.
Yes, this is a thing. She's said they've been in a bit of debt, and so they're trying to pay it off and working out ways they can do it.
Okay.
There's just one thing she's doing, though, that I don't know if I can support. So she's decided, and it's been happening for the last 3 years, that her family will no longer purchase toilet paper.
But that's a necessity.
That's what I thought.
That's not, you know.
And really, you can get like one ply toilet paper.
You can get some cheap stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
I mean, that's not. I mean, what are you using instead?
Yeah, good question. So
like,
what
is it a
using?
Shower job or?
No, it is old cloths. So old clothes. Mm. And then she realized that that sometimes doesn't go too far. So then she went to the op shop and was buying sort of kids' flannelette pajamas, and that's
and then
the
reusing
best,
them.
Yeah, washing them, and
that's
then,
just that's you should take the kids away. That's no, that's not nice.
See, but she said she reckons she saved close to $2,000 over 3 years. For me, that's not worth it.
That's
but I
not
mean,
a lot.
If you're in a situation,
but how
for debt,
how much in debt are you though? That's the other thing we don't know. Like, you know, if she was in, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars debt, I guess you are probably making that sacrifice, aren't you?
She said that she's happy with it and it's been quite easy for them.
Where would you cut costs? Where would, like,
okay,
so, for instance?
The toilet paper or in the cutlery. So would you rather have no toilet paper or only have spoons in your house?
No, I'd still take the toilet paper. Okay. I think let's get that one out because I think that's where you're all going to just use it.
Yeah,
how about true. This instead, all right?
Okay,
so you got the cutlery.
Yeah.
Or... you can only use the water in your house once a week. So, like...
like, for everything.
That's for everything.
Jeez, that's tough. Oh.
Surely the water.
I think I'll have to go the water.
So, you can, yeah.
The water, okay. Yeah. So, you're only using your water once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have no doors, the whole house, doorless.
Jeez.
Not allowed a door. There is a bit of a breeze, I will admit. It's cold at winter.
I'd rather have no doors.
Really?
I mean, I'd rather have water constantly. I get thirsty.
Yeah.
If I can only use the tap, I'd be filling up a lot of drink bottles all the time. Yeah. Okay. No doors.
No doors.
Or no electricity. It's just a candle light.
I mean, it's mood lighting. Not really in my share house, I guess. That's a different kind of house. I think I want the electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the electricity.
You need to charge a couple of things, obviously, in that house. Me and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Bit of a dance battle going on in the studio at the moment. Very interesting to witness. Tomorrow, tops of 19 around Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah. Belinda. Blank.
I guess that dance battle was between these two, Herbie, obviously, and Will Boddington. Hello.
Hello, and I won.
Oh, please. You did nothing. I won.
I didn't. I'm more of a subtle dancer.
Exactly.
Subtle moves. Yeah.
So I won.
Like as in no moves?
Not
subtle,
sort of
or?
Flailing around like an idiot.
Man, jeez.
Will.
I've gone hard early, sorry. Never
apologise after a good rip. That's awesome. That was really good. Because I agree.
Proud of my moves.
It is good to see Herbie a bit more up and about today.
Yeah, that's true. She was dusty herself, wasn't she?
All right.
Professional.
Come on now.
So fill in the blank. This is a game where you've got some headlines, Will.
Certainly have.
You've taken out a word. Herbie and I just have to guess what that word is after the sentence has been completed.
Yes.
Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
All right, number one. New PM Anthony Albanese has flown to blank for a leaders summit.
Josh, Japan?
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
I would have accepted Tokyo.
Okay.
Also, he's in Tokyo with President Biden.
Yeah.
And Japanese prime minister.
And our mate Milesy. He's on the show on Friday. He's now acting PM.
Let's see it.
PM in Geelong. Well, he's not in Geelong.
Well, he's PM in for Australia, acting.
Yes.
Good stuff. Good gear.
Number two, genetically modified blank could be the key to boosting vitamin D deficiencies. I need a vegetable / fruit. Actually, I'm not sure which it is.
Okay, is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Maybe.
Is it tomato then?
Yes.
Yes! Whoa! Because people get confused. It's a fruit.
Yeah, I gave a bit of it.
Gave it the clue. Oh, you were doing that for us. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's a fruit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely is.
All right.
All right. Next one.
One each. Four Aussie tennis stars eliminated at day one of the blank open.
Josh, Roland Garros. French Open.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Roland Garros, French well Open. Underway.
Yeah, I know. I was watching that.
But we've had an upset too. One of our girls has knocked out number five seed.
Daria Dasha.
Is it her?
And Ayla Tomjanovic, both.
Nice name.
Higher seeds. So
well, it's good to see.
Yes.
Underdogs, got to love that.
Yeah.
Poor old Jordan Thompson come up against Rafa.
Yeah, I know.
He's won it 13 times. Unreal.
I hope he wins it again.
Yeah.
I really don't want Djokovic to catch him.
No one does.
No.
He's copping it a bit.
Even before the whole, jab thing. Yeah, no.
Prefer Rafa.
Exactly.
We love Rafa.
He was on the downhill anyway, before that.
All right. So
he's still the best player in the world. He's just sliding.
Next one.
2-1 to Josh. A fire this morning has destroyed A fire this morning has destroyed a former blank club in Melbourne CBD.
Herbie. Strip club.
Yes. The Goldfinger Strip Club.
Yep.
Burnt to the ground.
Suspicious?
Yes.
It is suspicious.
Is it?
I've seen the headlines. Suspicious started on the second floor, supposedly.
Geez, okay.
Yeah.
And
so insurance job
been abandoned for
allegedly
for a long time.
Yeah,
so
you're both just making an opinion here.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Informed opinion.
Informed, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Informed?
So you've been on the ground, have you? Call an old mate that worked there, did you? G'day, pony. How are you?
Spotto here.
A few squatters doing there. I know a couple of squatters.
Oh, yeah. Last one. Hold on.
Music. Okay.
Yeah.
I love this.
Look at him. He has got the mustache too. He definitely would have.
American rapper blank designing new packaging for McDonald's.
Josh.
Heavy. Oh!
Kanye.
Oh, that one hurts. Not confirmed though, that.
Well, he's posted it on Insta.
He has. Mac has said nothing.
He's back on Insta Kanye. I love Insta Kanye.
We love Kanye. We do. Yes.
All right, Will Boddington, absolute stellar effort today. Incredible fine form from you. It was brilliant to see
you. Pity your dance moves
suck. K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Want to speak about the show Naked and Afraid.
Righto. So that's you were saying before. They're naked,
two people, men and a woman, and they go to a place, they just have to survive. They get one item each. So they have a microphone as a necklace and a little satchel, and then they can choose one item. So like a fire starter.
So we can just chuck them in the middle of the Otways?
Yeah.
Done.
We're just going to see if they can survive. Exactly. You can tap out. There's crew there and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a great show, I'm sure. But what one guy has done in the lead up to this show is just genius. Because obviously you're going out there. They are experts when it comes to surviving in the wild. So they know a bit more than what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's done is just, it's genius. It really is. Because he knows that he's got to source his own food. So he's thinking, how can I help myself? You know, I don't want to starve out there. So what he did is he chowed down on so many tomatoes before he left. When he arrived, he had to go to the toilet. And so where he went to the toilet, he then dug a little hole, then put some dirt on it, added some water, and then next thing you know, some butt tomatoes have started to grow.
That, is that, can it happen that way?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It can happen.
That's next level. I don't know how I feel about eating them, but that is very clever.
It's so clever.
What?
And it's given him such an advantage to help him get through. I mean, surely he'd be sharing.
There's
going to
be people practicing that one. There's literally, that's nuts.
I like the way his brain thinks so.
Oh, that's out of the box.
And because reality TV shows, they're interesting. Mm. There's so many different ones out there now. But there's some things you might not know about your reality TV shows.
Okay.
So The Masked Singer.
Yeah,
big
yeah.
Big show.
Yeah, well, it's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I love it.
Are they all singing?
Yes.
So they are, it's them singing.
It's them singing, yes, yes. Okay. But because they want the identities of the contestants to be very secretive, that means everyone on set isn't allowed to use their phones, and the only people who use their phones are people who ask, but you have to wear a sash that says, you know, it's a shame sash. And so you're walking around and everyone knows that you're just breaking the rules.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
I love this one because I've seen more clips of it from TikTok. The Great British Baking Show.
I've seen like bits of it, haven't really watched an episode.
Yeah, I've just seen snippets, but it does look fun.
They're pretty talented bankers.
You're just baking. And sometimes they get celebs in and they have them, you know, a cast of a show might come in.
Scones, yes, thank you.
So to make sure that all the ovens are the same, and I'm picturing maybe this happens at MasterChef too, so they've got 12 working ovens. They all have to bake a cake and they have to come out and it gets taste tested to see if the cake tastes the same from every single oven.
Like the consistency?
Yeah.
Wow.
No one has
I
an
guess
advantage.
It's pretty important, isn't it? Because
it
if
is.
The oven's off by like, it's like, yeah, right.
You'd be a bit confused.
Imagine
so
that.
So, Love is Blind was a Netflix special where.
Where they can't see each other, can they? And then they test out in the real world if they can,
Yeah. Turns out there's been some success from that show. If you've watched it, the couples have gotten engaged. But there's actually been two more couples who got engaged, but because the producers didn't think it would be that successful, they just cut them. They just said, your love story isn't good enough, which is a bit sad.
Oh, what?
But my favourite show, and I hope that this happens at MasterChef. So okay. Top Chef, it's the same as MasterChef, but in America.
That's a great. Top Chef was a good show I used to watch.
Yes.
Loved it. Yeah.
So if the judges can't decide who is the winner of a meal, depending on how it tastes, there's an unofficial fifth judge. It's a camera operator known as T-Bone. So because he shoots the contestants' dishes, he then eats them afterwards. So if they get to a draw.
Stalemate, they go.
They go, T-Bone, come in here. What did you think?
Is that just because his name sounds like a food? he must know what he's talking about. Debbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we? See where you sit. What's going on in that mind of yours?
Yep. Not much.
Just cruising, are you?
Yeah.
Feeling calm, confident. I like it. All right, let's kick it off with this one. Yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah for yes. The Bachelor.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
This is a hard one. I'll say nah, yeah, but I don't religiously watch it. But it's an easy one to put on in the background. And I found over the years that it's been a great way to socialise with my friends because we'll have like a pizza and wine night and have it on.
And watch it? Okay.
Yeah. So I like that aspect of it. Do I follow it? Really don't really care too much.
No. They've tried a few different things. Obviously, Brooke Blurden, is it?
Blurden,
yeah. And it was both men and women.
The sisters.
The
Had sisters. Sister.
But it just hasn't rated it. Now they're going with three bachelors. So I don't know if they're competing for different women. I guess they are, or they compete.
I don't know.
Women.
I feel like it just needs a break.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a long.
Give it some space, and then maybe people will be invested
it's
in
sort
it.
Sort of like MasterChef. It's just been like, when is it not on?
I know.
You know, like I feel like any time you turn
it's
on, there it is.
Seasons.
There it is. Be interesting to watch. Nirvana.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Smells like Teen Spirit. Yep.
Great song.
Amazing. Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Speaking of him,
I don't really know anyone else, to be honest.
Dave Grohl was the drummer.
Oh, yeah, there we go, sorry. What a ding-dong.
His guitar just sold for $5 million.
Kurt Cobain's?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a guitar.
That's a lot of money.
I wouldn't be spending that.
He's just got such a, like a figure around him, the mystique around it.
Legacy.
You know, like just because it's just Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
How many people could list more than Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Not me. I could barely.
Still, everyone knows the name Kurt Cobain, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Would you play the guitar, or do you reckon you just hang it on the wall?
I'm sure you'd, you'd probably play it.
Pluck a few strings.
Oh, but then does it lose
the value?
Like, what happens if you broke one of these chords?
But it's still Kurt Cobain's. Oh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, not our issue.
It's not getting touched. Not getting touched at all. Being a flight attendant.
Yeah.
I've always thought it's a bit of a fun job. You know, you
get
to
speak
to people, see so many different people, different, you know, the business class who's travelling there, who's just in economy, having fun with the little treats. I'd like to do, I reckon, you know, when they get creative with the exit aisles and everything.
Yeah. You know, you'd be one of those characters.
I'd add my own touch to it.
Yeah. I think it's just like customer service at the end of the day. You have to deal with too many people for me.
It's, yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It would be. The pilot needs me. a flight attendant, has been busted drinking on the job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just those little ones.
Yeah, just the little ones. And then obviously his mates filmed it and then...
Well, I guess they're quite small that you can sort of get away with that.
Drinking on the job?
not that I'd recommend anyone.
Is that a
to.
Nah, yeah, for you too?
Just quite easy when they're little.
You're all right. How many fingers am I holding up? Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Josh.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Oh, we were just saying before, Herbie, how much TV do you reckon you watch a day?
Oh, not too much. I mean, in the morning we'll watch a bit of news. It's more at night if I'm going to bed, maybe two episodes or something max.
Okay, so what like time roughly? Like 2 hours?
We'll go 2 hours. Let's lock in 2 hours. Thanks, Eddie.
Not good news for
not
you.
Not good.
Not good news for
that's
you.
That's pretty good.
They reckon we should be watching less than 1 hour a day of screen time. And not for your eyes. Not like the old you're going to get square eyes. For our hearts.
My old ticker isn't... liking it because I watch TV.
Well, what they did was they analysed 370,000 people in a 13-year study. So it's a big study.
Yeah.
They've done
haven't
brushed one
of
those ones where they're like, oh, 40 people didn't brush their teeth on a Tuesday. No, big study. So people watching TV for less than 1 hour a day had a lower risk of heart disease.
Is it maybe because you're not watching TV,
you're
being
busy
physical.
And being active?
Yeah. I get that. But 1 hour doesn't seem like too much because if you've got it on in the morning watching some news and then at night you watch some news, like, phew, it's done.
If you want to die, it's up to you, mate. If you want to die, it's up to you.
How much TV are you watching?
45 minutes a night.
Is that it? You don't watch anything in the morning?
Not
even ABC News?
Nah, not recently. It's the Wiggles at the moment.
So you kid.
Yeah.
You're fine, but Georgie,
she's got too much of a head start on me. I just sort of thought I would. I guess it is hard. I'm like, the only reason is because it's been so busy lately.
Yeah.
You know, but I do like watching, binging out on some TV.
Yeah, it's great. I love that. At the moment, as a household, we've been watching Staircase, not the one on Netflix.
Not the documentary?
Yeah.
The
redo one with...
is it any good?
It's not bad. But the annoying thing is you got three episodes at the start and now you only get one weekly. I need the whole season there so I can just smash it out.
Yeah, so that's a Prime thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. They've like worked out a way that to hook you in enough
which
that you're
going
to come back. They did the same as with Lux Listings.
Oh, okay.
But then they started making it too much about the real estate agents and less about the houses. I'm more interested in
you
seeing
the houses, yeah.
Seeing the
it's
houses.
Like selling houses, Australia. I know my parents are into that one.
Yeah.
Love that.
Well, that's a good one. Or like the Grand Designs. Anything
Grand Designs is brilliant.
Yeah, they always end up over budget, let's be honest. So you would say you know your TV pretty well.
I'd say so.
You pretty switched on when it comes to TV?
Oh, yeah. I like to binge, I guess.
Yeah. Good stuff. That's why you're going to die soon. But hopefully it pays off with Who Am I Next? Could we get the win? Because you know your television series.
Bring it on!
10 TV series, 1 minute. We work together.
Okay.
Can we do it?
Yes, we can.
Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Good evening.
Who am I?
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 Herbie, one of my favourite games, because this is a game where we have to work together.
Yep, teamwork.
We just, you know, we got to be there, you know, for the long haul.
Support each other.
You know.
Build each other up, not down.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah, I like that.
Remember that for the end of this, please, Josh.
Okay, no worries. So I think we're going to do pretty well today. So today's game is 10 TV shows in 1 minute. Normally we do celebrities.
Yep.
But this is based off the fact that binging TV, if you're doing over an hour a day, those people were more likely to have problems with their heart and heart disease.
Where basically
sentencing ourselves to death.
That's right. Because I guess, as you said, it's more of a lifestyle thing, isn't it? Because they did a study over 13 years.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're watching a lot of TV, you're probably not as active, are you?
But if you're active, then you're still doing okay.
You're fine. You're allowed to relax.
Yeah, exactly. Put your feet up.
So what I've done is I've picked 10 of the biggest TV series of all time.
Okay.
Okay.
This is hard.
So ranges from kid shows to adult shows to older shows.
Now I'm stressed. I didn't think of kids shows.
You'll be fine. Okay. This is where the working together part happens.
I'm
going to say the clues.
Trust.
Okay.
The
I'm just trying to move this
NG.
Over a bit further so I can get in my eye line a bit better.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. 1 minute on the clock. Say pass if you don't know. You've got to be quick on that pass.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Just encouraging.
Not a threat.
Not telling you you're bad at how you normally play, but anyway, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Mobster show.
Mobster show?
It was a massive mobster show. They were like Italian mafia.
Law and Order.
In Brooklyn. No.
Just pass.
New York. Okay. Comedy show. New York. A couple of friends.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes. Dragons.
Dragons? Lord of the Rings. No. Game of Thrones.
Yes. They worked in a environment where you go to work.
The Office.
Yes. Aliens.
Futurama.
No, think you're older. Scully and... Agent Scully.
Don't know it.
You
pass.
Do know it. God. He was a teacher that turned into selling drugs.
I don't know.
Bryan Cranston's in it.
Pass.
It seems like a kid show, but it's definitely for adults.
Seems like a kid show.
When it first
Family
came.
Family Guy.
No.
Simpsons.
Older. Thing like very rude, very out there.
Pass.
zombies walking around.
Zombies walking around. Dawn of the Dead.
The Walking Dead. South Park.
I didn't say South Park for one of them.
No, you
for the second last one.
Did you actually say it?
Yeah.
I thought you said pass.
No, I said South
you
Park.
You said Family Guy. Anyway.
Maybe I didn't.
Breaking Bad. X-Files.
X-Files, that was
the
big.
The Sopranos was the top one.
I didn't know The Sopranos.
You said you knew TV shows.
Josh.
I'm not.
We're a team.
Yeah, God.
Okay.
Tell you what, like you're not in the Amber Heard trial because we would bring back the audio of what you said. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was good teamwork.
It was. It was.
If anything, you let us down.
Yeah, probably. Me and Josh driving home for K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It's Herbie, some Australian women have broken a record, which is great to see.
Love that.
Actually, just across the bay, Frankston.
Oh, okay. Frankston's actually going to be taking on our Supercats on Friday.
Oh, there you go. So their knit a row, they're a group in Frankston, teamed up with a West Australian knitting group.
Okay.
And they've just made the biggest tea cosy ever.
Ah.
Which is kind of cool.
I like that.
Almost 4 metres tall.
But I mean, why does it need to be so big? Because don't you need a big, like, the tea set to go with it?
Yeah, good point. People just want to get into the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah,
they choose the thing that they're strong at.
Yeah, it's fair enough because I'd do the same.
Yeah, exactly right. Pick the things that you're good at. Stick to them. Don't try anything else. Knitting, though, how's this? Was initially a male-only occupation, which you think has changed now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because, in fact, the first one started in Paris in 1527. No women were allowed.
If you know, you know.
I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah.
Well, I took over it now.
Yeah. It's ours now.
No, it's everyone's.
Well, it's everyone's, but I feel a lot more women are elite at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking about elite women in knitting, Miriam Teagles of the Netherlands, she can hand knit 118 stitches in 1 minute.
If you know,
that is so
quick.
That's
the record. That's insane.
That's so quick. Because I've done some knitting
in
my time.
How'd you go?
Shocking.
You start
like the scarf and then after a few rows, I'm like, why is it so lopsided? How does it people make it so perfect?
Oh, no. You really have to be patient.
Yeah.
I reckon that it's a natural antidepressant and can ease anxiety, depression and chronic pain. Can also protect the brain from aging as well.
If you I can know, see that. You
know. I think so, because I guess you're staying present, aren't you?
Yeah, it's soothing while also testing your brain, because you do have to think. You don't want to miss a loop.
Bang, bang, bang. A bit brutal to start with. Early knitting needles, typically made from bone.
Oh.
If you know, you know.
I guess that was more the product of choice back in the day.
Are you going to use that finger? burn 55 calories from knitting for half an hour.
Your hands?
55 calories.
55 calories.
That's not bad.
That is so good.
I guess it's the brain
good.
Work too. That's what we were saying. Because you are, the brain's working.
Seriously. More of us should be knitting.
I think there's nothing going on in Norway. Okay. The Norwegians, obviously we found out that Miriam's the fastest.
Yeah, big takes.
Now the Norwegians want to steal our record here in Australia. They've teamed up with a public broadcasting network to play 5 hours of airtime in an attempt to break the knitting world record, which is currently held here for 4 hours and 50 minutes.
No. Norwegians, back off. This is our sport.
Yeah, we'll get a different sport or do something, you know? Do something in Norway. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, you've recently moved house, which I'm guessing means a lot of unpacking, a lot
of sucks.
Building of things as well.
Yeah, had to unpack the cot and then redo it.
Yeah. And because you've got another bub on the way, so this is where a lot of building at home happens, and with that means instructions you either go by or you don't go by.
Yeah, I didn't go by on that occasion.
I think I know what you're saying.
Oh, you know, you take a look at it.
Yeah, you look at it. I've done it before.
Read the first one, skip a couple.
Yeah, it's what you have to do.
I think I've got the hand of it.
And that's the thing. You do think you have the hand of it until you don't.
Yeah.
And for one guy, he's found out the hard way why it really is important to read the instructions.
Oh, no, what's he done?
So he's a guy over in Canada, and he actually owns a Tesla. Very nice for him. It's a 2021 model too, so very flash. Now, the car had a bit of an emergency. He said all of a sudden it popped up on the screen, emergency alert, there was something happening. He didn't really know what was going on. He thought, hang on, what's happening here? Next thing you know, he can see smoke. The car automatically locks itself. And so
what locks you in when there's smoke?
So he's now stuck in there banging, trying to get out. He manages to smash a window and then gets out. He's okay. His car is not okay.
Not so great. Okay.
It's burnt, crisp. And then it wasn't until after he actually realised that the Tesla has an emergency release button for this situation.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know now.
Yeah.
But that's why you need to read instructions, because luckily he's alive.
What were the chances of that one?
I know.
Surely. You think it, like when you open those manuals are pretty big, you know. Like, you know, you don't really skip forward to the part where it says, you know,
what
in case of fire.
The accident. Yeah. And you are right thinking, why is it locking you in there? I'm not sure about that Tesla.
No, that doesn't seem like a function that if it's going to trap you. I guess if there was a fire outside of the car, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. But good to know there is an emergency release button for anyone who does own one.
Yeah, read the manual.
But it got me thinking about instructions, because we always skip the step. We do.
100%.
But it backfires. Look at this guy. He doesn't have a car now.
He doesn't have a car at all.
He's got no car. It's backfired completely.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. When should you have read the instructions and it backfired? Anyone that calls into the draw to win some Greek street food on the go. Subbar.com.au opposite APCO Torquay Road, Grovedale.
It is delightful. I've actually built something once with the instructions, but had leftover pieces. It still sort of works. You always question.
Did it work or not?
Well, the drawers are on an angle, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Bedside tables. So I guess that's backfired in a way, but it works.
It works.
On an angle.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. You should have followed the instructions. Where did you go wrong? Maybe hopefully it didn't end too badly.
No. No burnt car.
The Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Hooters, and we dance. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Wanting to know, you should have followed the instructions. Did you go wrong because you just didn't take the time to read steps?
That's it.
You know, 1 through 10.
When did it backfire? Because a guy, he owns a Tesla. He ended up having a bit of issues with it. The engine started making noises. Smoke happened. There was warning signs. And then all of a sudden the car was locked. He couldn't get out because he didn't read the manual where there is a Tesla emergency release button.
Surely there's a video for that.
Which would be, it should be, I feel like, an important thing that would be bold, you know?
In the manual. You're not going to have it on the car, are you?
Yeah, I guess.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. K-Rock, who's this?
This is Stacey.
Stacey, should you have read the manual?
More like directions. So when I was younger, probably in my early teens, I was making lunch for the family, and I was making mac and cheese, in my defense, the direction said thicken on standing, and I didn't actually drain anything.
Oh, so you just chucked in a whole bunch of water into the oven with the cheese.
No, so I boiled the pasta,
yeah.
And then I missed the word that said drain. Oh, I missed the word. And it said to add, like, the milk, the milk, the butter, the cheese packet, and it said it'll thicken on standing. It didn't. And now my family makes fun of the time I make macaroni cheese soup.
Yes, that's definitely a soup.
God, that's so good. Good. You missed a word. That's brilliant. Debbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.